You are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Vanessa Stewart from Burlington, Iowa. You are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Teresa Evans. I'm from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Concert Blast rocks!
Up every morning just to keep a job. Gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. There's a 5 o'clock in me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine, yeah.
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook
and Mike Arnold.
Hey guys, what's going on today?
All right, man. Got another show here. Thank you everybody for listening. This show is about something that Brian came up with. Brian?
This show is all about time. Not necessarily tick-tock. It might be a variance of things. But, yeah, let's just go with that.
Let's get it going.
It's a time thing.
Okay, so we're going to talk about songs with maybe the word time or time on the clock or...
Suffering the reference.
Whatever.
Time.
It's your show, Brian. What are we going to start off with today?
Well, man, if we're going to start off with the theme of time, let's start off with time in the song. I'm going to grab one, and it's real easy because it's called Time by Pink Floyd.
Picking away the moments that make up a dull day.
And here's another song by David Bowie off the Aladdin Sane album, Time.
Time in quaaludes and red wine, demanding Billy Dolls and other friends of mine. Take your time. The sniper in the brain regurgitating drain.
Well, speaking, here's another song of the word time that is named Time, and we're talking about none other than Hootie and the Blowfish.
Time, why you walk away like a friend with somewhere to go. You left me crying. Can't you teach me about tomorrow and all the pain and sorrow running free? 'Cause tomorrow's just another day and I don't believe in time.
Man, that guy's got a great voice, doesn't he?
He has an excellent voice. I mean, it's very distinctive and it's powerful.
Darius, yes. It's a very unusual first name. You don't hear that name around.
Here's one that kind of feels like the first time by Porter.
Won't you open up the door? Yeah. Feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like
I tell you, this is a very talented woman who doesn't get the credit she richly deserves for having a beautiful voice. That is Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time.
If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be
Now, if I was to go in and say, I want to pull the time backwards, I would look at one of my old buddies that Tom and I met a long time ago back in the 80s. A guy by the name of Huey Lewis. So we'll go back in time.
Please don't drive me. Don't want to be late again. So take me away. I don't mind. It's better promise me I'll be back.
Tell you what, that's a nice guy.
He was very nice to us, I have to admit there.
Yeah, he had soft drinks, a big old barrel of soft drinks there for everybody that was backstage. He had a bunch of country music artists that
he
wanted
did.
To meet him. So
yes.
I spent some time together with him the night before. He dropped from talking to all these country music artists to come to talk to me and Tom. He said, excuse me, guys. There's guys I want to talk to.
Yeah.
And everybody kept looking and whispering, who are they?
Right.
Who are they?
We felt important, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, we did.
That's right. We
that was
like
hilarious.
Somebody.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was.
He's a super nice guy.
He was, no doubt.
What you got, Tom?
All right. This is one of my favorite bands out there. We've seen them several times. It's like we're having a good time, and it ain't nothing but a good time.
Poison!
Poison Boys, that's right.
I'm always working.
All right, I got one, a nice three-piece band, almost like a ballad, actually. But it's not actually time in the header of the title, but it's in there. It's Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Man, I love that song.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, Green Day, they can get it going too, man.
I think they can do ballads better than they can do their heavy rock song.
I tell you what, speaking of three-piece band, it is my favorite three-piece band, no doubt about it.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
I tell you what, man, these guys are just the top musicians, I think, out there in the world.
What are we talking about?
Talk about Rush and Time Stand Still.
Time Stand Still. Not looking back, but I want to look around me now. Time Stand Still. Some more of the people and the places that surround me now. Time Stand Still.
Well, Rush has also started their tour again. I tell you, this next one, or some musicians Tom and I ran into last year. We did a couple of podcasts on this show because, man, these guys were super nice. They were willing to talk to us. I mean, the road crew was even
super. Hey, that's
super.
What got us going, and it was amazing how they were so nice to us and said, oh, yeah, I don't mind asking the guys if they want to talk to us.
This group actually went out and got their lead singer off a national television program.
Sure did.
Called NXS Rockstar. So we're talking about NXS, JD Fortune, and the guys with This Time.
We are hoping. Yes, and we're praying. This time will be the last time that we will fight like this. This time will be the last time that we will fight like this.
Hey! You know what? was so fun about this is JD goes, he said, sure, I'll talk to him. And so here we are at the backstage entrance of the Ryman. And all of a sudden these girls start screaming because they see him. He goes, oh, guys, come on in. Let's go backstage here and we'll talk to you back there.
He had to sign a few autographs first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that was so neat. I mean, you can definitely feel something going on backstage at the Ryman.
All right, guys. The next guy is an undeniable talent. He's been around since dirt, man. He's been around forever, and that is Bob Dylan, The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Good old Bob. I tell you what, man. He's got that distinctive voice that you kind of listen to and you're kind of going, man, can this guy really sing? But it's kind of addictive, you know?
But you know what? Even if you agree that he can or cannot sing, you can't deny this talent.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I mean, everybody's done his remakes of his songs.
Oh, yeah. He's addictive, man. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, when it comes to time, let's go back and do some classic rock time. And this time, I want us all to sing this together. Ready?
Ooh. You ready, man?
Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
That is going way back in time, isn't it?
The Rolling Stones.
Time is on my side.
I think they're going to wheel those guys out on stage one day.
I agree, man. Just, until they all turn and grow
hair. Push up the mic to Mick Jagger's dribbling lips, and he's going to try to spit out.
I hope they give him a high-powered electric wheelchair, though, you know?
No kidding.
Because he could still move around and get the crowd going. It's,
get out there and shake.
It's still amazing.
Oh,
I know. He moves like crazy, but he can't dance. Hey, that's what makes it work, really, because he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
He just gets out there and enjoys it while he does it. Yeah, we're going to kind of segue into something. We're going to kind of go back and forth a little bit. Now we're kind of go into the time of day, which, Tom, you were just talking about one. What was that?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, like clocks, you know. And what stands out to me when you're talking about time with clocks is when the clock strikes 10 by
G-Trick.
They are a great bunch of fellas, too, aren't they?
They are nice guys.
Very nice guys.
I tell you, moving on the same theme that Tom started with, it's a little later on in the evening. This is Midnight. Midnight Special by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Let the Midnight Special shine a light on me. Let the Midnight Special shine a light on me. Let the Midnight Special.
I remember, that reminds me of Old Man Jack being on television, yeah.
Man, you sound pretty good there, Mike.
That's a pretty good job, Mike.
But you know what? None of us ever got to see Creedence, but we have seen John Fogerty.
Yes, we have. Great, great musician, man. I was very impressed.
Oh, absolutely. And this next gentleman, he has Midnight in his title, too. That's Wilson Pickett in the Midnight Hour.
I told you.
going back.
Yes, sir.
Man, but it's a classic.
Yeah, I like Wilson Pickett. When he got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bruce Springsteen was on there, and they were trying to outdo each other with their powerful voices.
Uh-huh,
that was funny.
Definitely. Most definitely.
I really liked that. That was good. But if you're thinking about going back, you can also, it's Chuck Berry. Berry did this. George Thorogood did this. We talk about reeling and rocking.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Look out, baby. Sometimes I will it again. My watch, it was a 1:30. We had a rock and roll show, having nothing but fun, and we reeling and rocking, reeling and rocking, working out a break on dawn.
Oh, man, you stretch a little bit. Okay, that's intermixed in there. Okay, I can live with that.
You can live with that. All right, that's good. Brian passes that one. I like that. One more song here I want to mention for the time of the day, which is something from Gary U.S. Bonds, A Quarter to Three.
Well, I tell you, we've been keeping the time, and the time's all kept on clocks. And I tell you that this next band, that is the name of their song, Coldplay, Clocks.
Times.
Yeah, we need to go back to time.
I tell you, this is one thing that Mike's got plenty of time doing, and I tell you what, it's...
I do.
Plenty of time, you know? And we're talking about Styx song, Too Much Time on My Hands.
Is it any wonder?
Yeah, I like that song.
Time on my head.
Oh, thank you. I already heard it right, though. How about you, Brian?
I'll tell you, these are dyed-in-the-wool Southern rockers from way back, late 60s.
Oh, boy, here we go.
What are you talking about?
And that is the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, baby.
I ain't wasting time no more.
Forgotten about that song until you mentioned it. That's from Eat a Peach. Yeah,
that's from me. That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. That's a big seller too, wasn't it?
That was like 74.
74. Yeah. Well, we're gonna go back to time. Then let's go back to what time it is right now, guys. It's time for me to fly. Oreo's B-Wagon.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's one of my favorite songs.
You got me stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it. When we can't relive it, oh, I make you laugh, baby, you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
This next band, they've been around forever. They've got two large CDs just of greatest hits alone. This band is also the name of a city, and they've got so many songs out there. It's just unbelievable. But does anybody know what time it is by Chicago? You know what time it is, man?
Yeah, do you know what time it is?
do you really know what time it is?
Yeah. Do you really know?
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Time. We got time for a few more, huh?
That's right.
Well, if we do, I'm going to cram in this one really quick. That is Asia. Only time will tell.
Going back.
Asia was popular for a few songs.
Yeah.
What other songs did they have?
Heat of the Moment.
Heat of the Moment was a big song
heat
by them, too.
Heat of the Moment.
I wasn't into Asia for some reason.
You know what? That's when bands first started breaking up and putting together, like, mini super
groups. Corporate bands. Like John Waite was telling us about Bad English.
Yes, yes.
Where the industry put them together and the guys just playing.
Yep, yeah, that's exactly right. But I tell you what, man, this band just came out with their first album. And their first tour sold out every single city out there. We're talking about Boston. And you know what?
Yes.
It's been a long time.
It's been such a long time.
Just recently, we lost the lead singer for Boston, Brad Delp.
Yep. He did.
He decided to leave this world.
He will be missed.
He definitely left a mark on the rock and roll charts here, didn't he?
He sure did.
Talking about classic rockers. One of our favorite classic rock bands from probably the late 60s, early 70s, all the way to today. And one of the friendliest drummers you could ever meet.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Being with Don Brewer.
Oh, man.
Grand Funk Railroad. Now, we're talking about It's a Bad Time.
There you go, man.
To be in love.
Said it right. This guy, you know, he acknowledges us, he recognizes us, he always makes a point to talk to us, and I mean, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, remember, he really didn't have time, but we saw him with Bob Seger walking down the hallways and Concert Blast!
Yes, that was very cool.
And course, you can listen to that on Bob Seger Conversations.
There you go, man.
And of course, our buddy Dwayne was with us, and Dwayne went, oh!
Yeah, he went, what?
Freak out.
yeah, especially when we weren't supposed to meet anybody else. We went down to interview Eric Church, the opening band, and then all of a sudden he comes out of his dressing room and he stops and talks to us his way to the stage.
Talking about perfect timing.
Yes. Yeah, what a time that was.
Oh, well, about that, man. All right, this next guy, he's got a great song called Rocket Man. Part of that song, it talks about, I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Boy, am I glad I didn't join in that one.
Ryan's laughing at us right now.
I don't care how old We are, guys. Mike and I first saw Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, 73. Our moms had to take us.
Yes, of course.
And
drop you off.
But we had to take the girls home, though, didn't we?
Well, I mean, we were four, but we were very active.
That was a great show and a bad experience for us. But that's okay. We'll talk about those bad experiences in another show.
That's okay. I still blame you for it.
Well, it is my fault. But
this next guy, Mike and I recently saw this gentleman. Tom, unfortunately, couldn't be with us. This is a great harmony blended song. And that is Billy Joel, The Longest Time.
For the longest time.
Billy Joel still has it. He proved that to us, didn't he?
Yeah, Bill. We also put in the show together.
Yeah.
We sat around all the songs he didn't play for us.
Yeah.
He's got a list of greatest hits.
He's like, son of a gun, he didn't play that either.
Wow. But I tell you what, though, he played for 2 hours and over 2 hours. We had a good time that night. That was what he did play. He sounded great. All right. Anything else you got?
Yeah. Oh, man. We couldn't forget Mr. Edgar Winter.
And what?
We all had a real good time.
Tell when he's singing this song, he's having a good time singing it, man.
I tell you, if you're a bar band out there, you ought to just play this song.
Yes.
Going, no kidding.
Man, that's a great song. I really miss the days of him and Dan Hartman and Rick Derringer playing together.
Chuck Ruff.
Is that right? And the drums?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Man, what a band.
They knew how to put on a show. They would used to come to Nashville every year. We would be one of the first ones right up against the stage, and then I'd get the crowd going. Well, let's go down to New Orleans.
Uh-oh.
And let's look up Dr. John.
Uh-oh.
Could have been the right place, must have been the wrong time.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car. In a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time.
I remember when he first came out, he always come out there with those silly-looking outfits and costumes and hats.
Big feathers and everything.
Yeah.
He looked like an ostrich with a beard.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? You didn't forget the guy.
No way.
Because he'd be bebopping.
He'd be bebopping.
Now, Tom and I couldn't see him, but we could hear him. Because Dr. John played Bonnaroo at 4 a.m.
I know. Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Yes. We could hear him, and Tom and I said, oh, God, please let us sleep.
No kidding.
I'd love to see him, but not at 4 in the morning.
No.
Because we got about 3 hours of sleep a night, man.
Well, he's one of those guys that you'd rather see than probably hear, if you know what
well,
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you could listen to him anytime, but he's somebody to see and really
enjoy.
You got
to see him in person, that's right.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, going back, and the lead singer, of course, John Waite, and I tell you what, he was with the Babies. One of the biggest hits that the Babies had is Isn't It Time?
Just trying to decide.
Well, that put him on the charts, didn't it?
I think he had another one, too.
He did have another one.
Oh, yeah? About time,
man.
What
Brian's
is it?
Got it. What do you got, Brian?
Well, that's Every Time I Think of You. got a great voice. I just love his.
And he still does.
He still does.
And he is friendly, too.
And he's still touring and getting out there. And, yeah, we had a great time with his interview also. Yeah,
he's gotten
great.
Involved with a lot of the country artists lately.
Yeah. Well, you remember what he said on our show? He said, I'd rather be a rhythm guitar player for a country act. And I'd be happy.
But remember, too, that when he was in Nashville last time, that he had been here for a while because he loves Nashville, and he loves knowing that Nashville's got some great artists out there. He loves to write with them.
John Wade is the man. He's got the voice still.
He still does, too, man.
Okay, well, I think we can come up with probably a couple of more. Let's do one from the Guess Who.
Ooh, Guess Who?
Yeah. You know the Guess Who?
Who?
Back in the 70s and the 60s, the Guess Who had a big hit called...
No Time.
No time left for you on my way to better days.
No time left for you
on my way to better things. I found myself some way.
Burton Cummins had the nickname of The Voice back in the day.
He did, man. He definitely did have the voice.
He did have a voice. Very distinctive. I mean, you knew it was him. Did you mention a very old Zombies tune?
No, I haven't mentioned an old Zombies tune.
Oh, I got it on my list.
Oh, yeah. You got to mention Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
Well, I think we're about to wind down our show for time.
I think it's about time. What do you think?
Is time's up?
Time's up.
Okay.
Time to move along.
Time to move along.
And, of course, you can get a hold of Concert Blast.
ConcertBlast@gmail.com.
Oh, there you go.
Well, make sure you continue to listen to us, please.
Hey, we're also on Facebook. I know there's a lot of Facebook users out there. Check us out on Facebook, too.
Just look up Concert Blast. Look up Mike Arnold, Tom Thompson, James Downing, Brian Hasbrook. We're all on there. And I've got a book out. You can get on ConcertBlast.com and click on the book cover, and you can read all about it and even parts of it. Until next time. Send us an email, ConcertBlast@gmail.com. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. This is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
God bless you. See you next time.
Woo! I want to thank you
for letting me be myself. Again, bump a bump bump, bump 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 bump.
I get the bow.
You get the low,
low. How low can you go?